everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. So what does Pastor David Wilkerson, The Cross and the Switchblade, Nikki Cruz, and the original autobiography entitled, quote, Son of Evil Street, have to do with my next guest? Well, everything, as you will soon hear. In his just-released DVD entitled Victor, from his updated autobiography of the same name, Victor Torres knows a little something about the evils of an addiction that has been sweeping across our nation for decades, and the ruin it can cause and did cause in Victor's own life and family. Here to share this and more in my two-part exclusive is former gang warlord, heroin addict, drug dealer, and now founding pastor of New Life Outreach International Church and youthforlife.com, one of the nation's leading drug treatment centers in America. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pastor Victor Torres. Pastor Torres, Victor, if I may, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, my joy to be on this program with you today. And, you know, just to hear you make that introduction, which I've heard it so many times, I can only but praise God and thank God for His power to save, because I know that if it would not be for His love and His grace, I would not be here today with you on this program.
Amen and amen, Pastor Torres. And to that point, I have to tell you, I was riveted by your recently released movie, now out on DVD, called Victor, which shows the utter devastation of drug addiction like I have never seen, yet the hope found that you found and eventual deliverance through Jesus Christ when all else failed. So for part one of our two-part conversation, can you share your early beginnings that led you into a life of drug addiction, from an innocent kid who loved to sing and dance? Victor Torres, please tell us that story.
Well, you know, my parents came from Puerto Rico, and at an early age, I was 7 years of age, my parents decided to move to the Big Apple, to New York City, and they moved there with a dream. Which is a dream that many families have had, and they still have, that if they come to America, you know, the American dream, they wanted to seek a new life and new opportunities. And so they moved from Puerto Rico to New York City, only to find out real fast that that dream had now turned into a nightmare. And that started when they put me in school, and by age 12, I was already getting into some trouble on the streets. At age 12, I took a knife that I started carrying with me, switchblades, and I pulled it out, and I stabbed another young man in a fight, and the police came. They took me away. They dragged me from underneath my bed because I ran home. I mean, it was an ugly feeling to feel blood in my hand from another person. And so I ran home totally, totally shaking and scared, and I knew that the police were after me. And when I got home, my mother didn't know what to do. She was the one that was in the house when I got there, and so she hid me underneath the bed. And she knew that the cops were coming. And so she hit me underneath the bed, and surely the police came. They were looking for me, and I'm kind of on the long side, so my feet were sticking out from the bed, and they saw me, and they dragged me out and took me to juvenile detention center. And that was the beginning of a life that led to a terrible future, where now at age 14, I had taken a needle for the first time. and I had used heroin. And by age 15, I was a full-blown member of a gang called the Roman Lords. And by age 18, I had been incarcerated already 3 times. So my life was a whirlwind. It was just going crazy. And my parents, at this time, they just didn't know what to do with me.
Wow, and that is portrayed in the movie and powerfully so. Now, there was a neighborhood pastor that reached out to your parents, your mom in particular, and they weren't saved at the time, but she would come to Christ, and she began praying for you. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that happened in our home was, you know, God didn't live in my house. He didn't live in our home. And my mother by this time had been searching for so many, you know, she knocked on so many doors. She tried everything to see how she could reach me and how my life could change. One day in her desperation, she heard about a church, a small church that had opened up in the neighborhood. And so a friend of hers had invited her to this church, and she went to that church, and there she had an experience with God. The pastor ministered to her tremendously, and my mother's life was changed. And, you know, she was going there trying to seek help, and she found help for herself. And she brought that faith home. She brought God home. And when she brought faith to our home, that's when everything began to change.
Now, how was your father through all of this? What was his reaction initially?
Well, my father was a good man. He was a good father. He was a good husband. He was a very humble man, held 2 jobs, had a great reputation in the neighborhood with everybody because he was a handyman. He was a rent collector. He had a lot of integrity, but he was lost. He found himself lost. He had no faith whatsoever, even though my mother found Jesus and she would talk about the Lord in the home. My father just didn't want to listen at all. You know, he just didn't think that God could help, that religion could help. And you know, when I look back, I didn't blame him because he was really confused at my situation. He was totally embarrassed because he would bump into people that would start talking to him about me and what I was doing on the streets, and also the reputation that I was building, and also the fear that I was building. So people were afraid of me. They were afraid of what was happening. And my father was lost. He just didn't know what to do. But my mother kept preaching to him. And of course, eventually at the end, my father also responded and he came to Christ.
Amen and amen. Now, you were addicted to heroin, and in the movie, it shows you partaking, for lack of a better word, in front of your younger brother. Talk about that.
Yeah, my younger brother, of course, growing up there with me, was a witness to everything. And because he was younger, I used him to carry drugs. He was a witness to everything that was going on. And he never got involved in drugs himself, but he witnessed the beginning of all of this frustration and this battle that was taking place in the home. And my brother finally, you know, after I came to Christ, my brother volunteered to go to Vietnam and came back disabled. And ever since he came back, he has lived with my wife and I.
Wow. Okay. That's tremendous. That's not something that was covered in the movie. So when he came back, did he have PTSD? Was he on drugs of any kind? How did you help your brother? How are you helping him now?
Well, by, you know, being his brother, by loving him, by taking care of him, because the big thing with him was the trauma that he suffered over there, his nerves. And so he was classified 100% disabled. So ever since then, I've been with him. But throughout the years, my brother has gotten better. He doesn't miss a day in church. He loves the Lord. He loves God. And then when this movie came out, he was just blessed tremendously to see, you know, the story of what really went down.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Pastor Victor Torres, whose life story, true story, is the movie Victor, now out on DVD. Victor, in our remaining time here today, will you talk to that one listening who finds himself addicted, whether it's prescription drugs, heroin, marijuana, whatever the drug of choice is, and they find themselves hopeless? Your words to them.
You know, one of the things that really helped me to realize that I needed help was that I started to see heroin as a controlling power. It was controlling my life. And that's what drugs do. They control your life. And if you are listening and you are addicted, or you know someone that is addicted, or you have a loved one that is addicted, the number one thing is you have to let them know that there is hope. Never give up. Never give up. If you're addicted, never give up, because there is an answer. And the same answer that worked me back then when I was on heroin and lost in my sin in the world of darkness that I was living in, it's the same answer today. And that answer is the power of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is the hope of glory, and he's got a plan for your life and a purpose. You was not born to be a loser. You was not born to be a drug addict. You was born with a purpose and a plan to bring honor and glory to God and to live a good life and a blessed life. And that's what God has for you if you turn to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Victor Torres, founding pastor of New Life Church International and youthforlife.com. His story, Victor, now out on DVD. You can learn more about Victor's work, ministry, and mission by visiting newlifeforyouth.com and thevictormovie.com, and be that one that extends a hand of hope to those struggling with addiction of any kind. Pastor Torres, it has been an honor having you share just a little of your story and power of deliverance you experienced when you met Christ as your Lord and Savior. Your story, Victor, not only gives hope to that one trapped in a cycle of addiction, but to the parent or caregiver who are tasked with the daily devastation of not knowing if their loved one will live to see another day. Your just-released DVD, Victor, tells that story, and powerfully so. We look forward to hearing much, much more next week. God bless you.
Jensine, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. In our first segment, you heard the harrowing story of a young immigrant's journey to drugs, a devastation, a life of hopelessness, an inevitable death but for the grace of God, a concerned pastor, and a praying mother, as beautifully portrayed in the just-released DVD, Victor. Victor Torres, whose family immigrated from Puerto Rico in search of the American dream, would soon be engulfed in an American nightmare. With one hit of a peer pressure drug, innocence would soon turn in to a life of addiction, dealing, and drugs that no amount of rehab or treatment seemed to cure. So what changed all of that for my next guest? and the hope and purpose he now has? Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony in part two of my exclusive founding pastor of New Life Outreach International and youthforlife.com, author, speaker, and the subject of the just released DVD, Victor the Movie, Pastor Victor Torres. Victor, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine. It's a real pleasure to be with you on the show.
Well, it's an honor to have you, sir. Pastor Torres, I want to get right into what you are doing now to help the youth of our nation from opiate addiction of every kind, as your treatment centers reaching over 35-plus nationals are now doing, and in remarkable ways. First question. Did you ever think the life of purpose you so longed for as a child that was singing and dancing and fun-loving, but soon became drug-addicted, would lead you to what you are doing today? And secondly, are the problems of addiction worse now than when you were involved? Can you explain?
Well, you know, if anybody would have told me when I was out there on the streets using heroin, totally consumed by the drug world, that one day I was going to be preaching the gospel, or even, you know, that they were going to make a movie out of my life, I would have thought that person probably would be on drugs, because that was something that I never dreamed about, never imagined. But, you know, God has a plan for our lives. And through the prayers of my mother, God touched my life. My life was totally transformed. And God not only healed me from my drug addiction, but also put a calling in my life to reach others. And we know that today the opiate problem is out of control completely. I mean, it's like 52,000 lives every year that die as a result or connected to an overdose or a drug addiction. And so the problem is incredible, and there's just thousands and thousands of teenagers, young people, and people of all ages, moms and dads too, entire families that wow. are being controlled by this drug, heroin addiction. And God put it in my heart, in the heart of my wife and I, when we came to Richmond, Virginia on a speaking engagement. We made Richmond our home to begin a ministry reaching out to drug addicts. We started taking people into our home. I took the first young man, 14 years of age. I took him off the streets, brought him home, stayed with us. His life changed completely. He gave his life to Jesus. Today, he's married. He's serving God. But after that, we have had over 20,000 young men and young women that have been reached through our ministry that have come to New Life for You. That's the homes that we have here in Richmond to help these young people get off drugs.
That's fantastic. So now, I want our audience to know the process for you getting ultimate deliverance from drugs. There were natural things you had to do, but then the supernatural came into play. Please explain.
When my mother heard about David Wilkerson, she was the first one to hear about, even though he was preaching in my neighborhood, and I would see this crazy preacher on the street. But my mother made a personal contact with him, and the next thing I know, she's convincing me to go to a home that he had opened up to help young men that were on drugs or gangs. And so this appealed to me, even though at first my mother never really told me that it was going to be a Christian place or a home where the Bible was being preached. You know, she just told me it was a home where young men and women are coming and they're receiving help. So, you know, I said, well, let me give it a chance. And when I got there, I was surprised to find out that it was a home was reaching out to young men and young women, but through the gospel. And so I accepted to stay there. The program required that I live there. And that night, I started getting sick from drugs. And I went through three nights and 3 days of withdrawal. And at the third day, I gave up. I thought this was not for me. And just as I was walking out, a young man stopped me at the door. He started talking to me again about Jesus. And I started thinking about everything that my mother used to preach to me and what David Wilkerson was preaching and Nicky Cruz and these guys. And suddenly I opened my heart and I walked inside of a room they call the chapel. And I had never done this before in my life. You know, I didn't grow up in Sunday school. Like I said, you know, God didn't live in our home. And this was all new to me. And so I just dropped to my knees and I looked upwardly and I asked God to please help me, to give me the power to change my life, that I didn't want to die on the streets. I didn't want to die as a drug addict. And right there, something supernatural happened in my life. You know, I say I didn't see lightning. I didn't see the walls come down. But I knew in my heart that God was reaching out to me and the love of God just filled my heart. And when I got up to my feet after that prayer, I was a brand new man. I was a brand new person. And from that moment on, I decided that I was not going to live that way any longer. And I gave my life completely 100% to Jesus. And he put a calling in my life. And here I am preaching the gospel.
Amen and amen and beautifully. So now, did God take away your desire for the drug? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. When I asked Jesus to come into my life, forgive me of my sins, because that's one of the things that they were saying there preaching, you know, Nicky told me one day, he said, you know, your problem is not drugs, your problem is sin. And when I turned to God and I said, please forgive me of all my sins, that's when I felt like God had put a vacuum cleaner inside of me and just sucked out all of the ugliness. When I got up to my feet, I had no desire whatsoever to go back to drugs. And the big test was 3 months down the line when I had to go back to my neighborhood. And for an instant there, I was tempted because the pusher, a friend of mine, tried to get me back into drugs and a girl that I knew. And so, suddenly I'm facing the guy with the drugs there, and I just dropped to my knees, which in the movie, they don't show me dropping to my knees, but in reality, that's what I did. I dropped to my knees and raised my hands up, and I said, no, no, and I just asked God to help me. I bowed my head, and I had a little prayer with Jesus, and I just knew right there that I would never go back to drugs again, and never. In all the years that I've been free from drugs, I've never dipped or dabbed because God took the desire for drugs completely, 100%.
Praise God, praise God. That is truly a glory to God and a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit and the delivering blood of Jesus to cleanse us, heal us, restore us, and deliver us, Pastor Victor Torres. What is the typical condition of a youth you receive into your faith-based treatment centers for drug addiction? And can you talk a little bit about the process you are using to help them get set free?
Well, you know, that's very interesting because I'm working on a book right now, Why You Need the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that we use in our program is the power of the Holy Spirit, because truly he gives us power to change. But when a student comes in, and we call them students, when they come in, they come in volunteer. You know, they're not there forcefully. They're there because they want help. The doors are open at any time. But if you want help, the program is 1 year. They have to commit to 1 year knowingly that it is a faith-based program. And then we have a curriculum that is completely designed to work with their problems, their conflicts, their inner problems, their weaknesses. And then also we have vocational training in our program. We operate a full-blown, as professional as can be, car wash, detail shop. We also operate a new furniture store as well as thrift stores. And all of this is training, construction, auto mechanic. All of these things are part of the program because we believe that it's not just to get you to come to Jesus, but also to equip you so that when you get out, you can land a job. We have a high percentage of people that finish our program that definitely land a job. One of the things that we do is we work very closely with the business community. So when our students graduate, they have a good chance of getting a job.
Amen and amen. That's fantastic. Now, does this apply also to young women, or is this just for young men?
The same thing with young women. We have both men and women homes. We have a beautiful building called the Mercy House, and that's the home for the women. And we keep about 35, 40 women. Then also, we have another home that we call the Mercy Moms. And that home is for women that have children. And so they can come to the program, and then we allow them to bring their children. These are single women, addicted, and they come in to receive the same treatment that the men receive, and we provide this place for them.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Victor Torres, founding pastor of New Life Church International and youthforlife.com. His story, Victor, now out on DVD, A Life of Addiction Set Free Through Jesus Christ. You can learn more about Victor's work, ministry, and mission by visiting newlifeforyouth.com and thevictormovie.com. And get involved, get help, and get hope. Pastor Torres, thank you once again for sharing your amazing story, the work you are doing now to help set free those bound in a life of addiction as you once were through Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. You've lived it. You know. We thank you, sir, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensen Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensenebard.com. That's one word, JensenBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensen Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.